I'm excited to be here this morning. You can turn to Ephesians chapter 3. One of the moving to Texas, there was a little bit of a, not a little bit, there was a lot of bit of culture shock for a kid from that grew up in Montana and spent 12 years in North Dakota. And one of those things that was the probably a little bit the most challenging thing for me to get comfortable with was traffic. Okay, so when you live in Williston, North Dakota, and I don't know, I always tell people it's 25,000 people, but it's probably a little bit more than that. And there's not much traffic. And when you move to Dallas, Texas, and there's 8.5 million people, there's traffic. And there's so much traffic at every time of the day, and every single one of those drivers drives as fast as they possibly can on every road that they drive on, okay? We got in Thursday evening, and I went for a little ride with Kyle, and Kyle drove as fast as he possibly could on every road that we drove on. And I don't know why I'm really telling you that story, other than the fact that there's bad drivers everywhere. In Ephesians chapter 3, one of the things that I really, some of you may disagree with this, but I think I'm a little bit of a manly man. Okay, I like power, and I like, I never once have sat in my pickup and said, man, I sure wish this thing had less horsepower than it does. Okay, I like power tools, right? I like chainsaws, I like guns, I like, all these things that are manly things, right? The Lord's given me the opportunity this year to consider some power in a couple of different ways. In the early morning hours of January 30th, some storms rolled through North Texas. And I just got to tell you guys, I love storms. I do. The power, the thunder, the clouds rolling in, the lightning, right? And you could see them, living in this country, you could see them coming from miles away. Montana storms don't hold a candle to Texas storms. That's probably because everything's bigger in Texas. Right, Kyle? But early morning hours, the storm rolls through North Texas, and a lightning bolt hit our home. Okay. Now, I really like storms. And to the point that Mike and Amy's daughter Becca and I, we always text back and forth and Snapchat and stuff when there's storms going on, because we both really like them. She still likes them. I'm not so sure. Because now when the storms roll through, you find both me and the dog hiding in the closet, trying to wait out the storm. But something else happened to me here recently, and part of my job, I get to go experience a number of different facilities. And there's a facility that I was able to go on here recently called the Martin Lake Power Plant. And, that may be familiar to some of you because it was in the national news here recently. The Martin Lake Power Plant is a coal-fired power plant in East Texas. And there's three main units on the power plant. Each one of them produces about 854 megawatts of power per hour, okay? So this power plant can power the entire state of Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota. So that's the amount of power that it generates. And, I'm on this plant, and as I'm pulling in, I'm noticing that the property that it sits on really isn't that big. We're talking about 100 acres, roughly, that this sits on, and totally not related. It would take about 46,000 acres of solar panels to create the same amount of power. So if you guys make your own decisions, I'll get off that. But, this power plant, right? And it's got these giant units. We're talking 400 feet high. And it's got iron, and it's got steel, and it's got boilers. By the way, the other thing that's kind of cool about this power plant, the coal that fires this power plant comes from about 200 miles, just barely northeast of it. So, power. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 20, says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Before I got up here, my wife said I needed to cut 10 minutes out of this, and Steve, I only got 10 minutes too. So, but for the sake of time, 2 Timothy chapter 1 tells us that we have not received, we've received a spirit of power, not of timidity. Okay? Now, you can go to Hebrews chapter 12. You know, Steve talked this morning about this power and the spirit that dwells in us, and I'm going to trust that we all agree on that. What's really interesting, though, is power comes from unlikely sources. You know, when I left my house on January 30th, it's actually the 29th, I guess, I didn't expect that power would come and strike my house. Right? To my knowledge, again, and I don't know very many people, so I've never met anybody whose house had been struck by lightning. It was unlikely. And of course, you know, because I'm of the age of electronics, right, I get on Google and I do my little search. So what's the percentage chance that your house will get struck by lightning in your lifetime? It's a lot lower than you would think. Hebrews chapter 12, though, I want to bring something out here. You know, or excuse me, I said Hebrews 12 because I wrote Hebrews 12. I meant Hebrews 11. You know, the great hall of faith. And all of these guys that accomplished all these things, and I don't remember who brought it out, but it was by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Verse 38 says, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, and all these having gained approval through their faith, they didn't receive what was promised. Unlikely sources. Men of who the world was not worthy. They accomplished all these things, and they did it without what was promised. That's the Holy Spirit. Now, as I was reading through this recently, I thought to myself, how much can and how much more should I accomplish for the Lord because of the power that has been placed inside of me? You know, we live in a culture that's a just good enough culture. Now, we live in a time and where, you know, if you've got employees, right, they do just enough to get by. Right? See, there isn't a just enough to get by as it relates to the kingdom of God. It's either all in or it's all out. See, that Martin Lake power plant, I told you it had made national news because one of the units actually got caught on fire, and they had to shut it down. And of course, you know, you're pretty sure it was the New York Times published an article about the pollution that was coming from this fire at the Martin Lake plant. So they got that all taken care of, and they were in the process of trying to bring it back online, and there was an explosion on Unit 2, and it shut the power plant down again. This great engineering wonder, this great feat to be able to take coal, to burn it, to create the steam, to create power. See, but in and of itself, it just sits there. It will just rust away. See, there's something else that's required for that Martin Lake power plant. Go to Romans chapter 8. If beginning in verse 3, Romans 8, 3 says, "For what the law could not do..." let's begin in verse 1. "Therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." See, that righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled in who? Us. See, as cool as I think that that Martin Lake power plant was, and as the engineering wonder that it is, and how it's able to create power in East Texas, and it sends it all the way to California. I know that's going to surprise you. We send coal-fired power to California. But as much as it's sitting there, without an operator, it's useless. It might as well be scrap steel. We are the operators of the power that resides in each one of us. You know, Kyle made fun of Jacob Martin here just a little bit ago for his height. I've been known to have been made fun of by my brother-in-law a time or two about my height too. Not a particularly giant man in stature. See, but even Jacob Martin and Bobby Lynn are great men of power based off of who's in here, not the physical stature that is portrayed. See, so when we're coming to the Lord's table, this meal is for those that have the power. This meal is a reminder for us of the power that resides in each and every one of us. There's a song out there, I'm not going to do it the way they sing it, but the line is, "I've got the power." Y'all are catching on, right? I know we're coming up against lunch. Stick with me, right? But we truly have the power. As many homes and businesses that get lit up by the power plant, they have no bearing on eternity. See, they have no bearing on changing the course of where someone will spend their eternity. But the power that resides in us does. There's also another line. It's been stolen and taken several times, but with great power comes great responsibility. Pretty sure they stole that from right here, right? Great power comes great responsibility. I'll close with this. A number of years ago in Williston, Casey Last preached a message out of Joshua. And it was, "Be strong and courageous." That was the message. Casey, thank you for that message. That stuck with me. Be strong and courageous. We have the greatest power source ever. There is no reason for us to shrink back and to be timid. Be strong and courageous. As we partake of this meal this morning, it is a reminder of who we have been called to be. It is a reminder of the great power that resides in each and every one of us. Let's pray. Pray, God, our King, Lord, I'm so thankful for today. I'm thankful for the efforts that were put forth to host this camp. Lord, I'm thankful for the men that have brought forth just the amazing teaching and for the fellowship. And Lord, I'm really thankful this morning as we partake of your Lord's Supper that we do truly have a power source that's not reliant on anything being trained in from North Dakota. Lord, it's not reliant on whether somebody says we can or can't use it, Lord, but it was given to us freely. Lord, and I pray this morning as we partake that you would strengthen us, Lord, that we would be like Joshua and be strong and courageous. It's in your great and holy name that we pray.
Amen.